Hello and welcome to my podcast series, The Outdoor Coach. This episode's for you if you're thinking about coaching outside, taking your clients outdoors, and you want to explore your own relationship with outside, which I'd suggest to you is really important in order that you can understand how that might impact on your coachee's relationship with outside and your relationship with your coachee in a different setting. So it's a mindfulness exercise. So what I'd recommend is that you get yourself set up with some headphones that you can take this podcast with you as you make the transition from being inside to being outside. So perhaps stand in a doorway or a space where you can make that move. Have a look out the window first, check what the weather's doing, make sure that you're dressed appropriately. Obviously you need to be warm enough and dry. I'd recommend perhaps doing it a couple of times, three times maybe, with different weather. See how that affects things for you. So, are you ready? Let's go. The first invitation is to pause. So before you transition from inside to outside, pause on the threshold in between. Notice how you are. How are you standing? Do you notice any tension or lightness in your body? Where is your gaze right now? What are you noticing in your feet as you stand here in between? And as you step outside, take a full breath and sigh out your breath. Do this a few times. Breathe in, breathe out. Notice how the air feels in your nose, your throat, your lungs, and how your belly feels when you inhale and exhale. How are you feeling right now? Is there anything different in the way that you're standing? Is there anything you're letting go of? What do you notice in the muscles of your face and neck? Are there any adjustments that you've made or that you would like to make? And as you stand here in the outdoors now, notice any tension you may have released or absorbed and any sensations which are new as you step outside. Notice the temperature and how you are affected by it. Take a few lighter breaths and feel the full contact of your feet with the ground. Feel how the earth supports your weight and notice your connection with what's around you, the space in front of you, behind you, the space to the left and to the right, and the space above your head, and the space which connects you into the earth. And as you stand here, connected, notice the air touching your skin and any sounds you might hear, or any scents that you inhale. Breathe in. Pay attention to what you're drawn to and experience now what is. And as you begin to move, take one or two small, slow steps and then one or two more. Notice how your feet connect with the ground. How is the earth underfoot? What are the sensations in the structure of your feet and your ankles? And as you walk forward, slowly and mindfully, enjoy the sensation of movement and the steadiness in your whole body. As you move away from the indoors into the outdoors, how are you feeling? What's different? And what's the same? Breathe in. Sigh out the breath. With care and attention, you can begin to move forward to wherever you'd like to find a space right now, noticing as you go the wonders of the environment around you and of you in it. Take a few moments to pause and to reflect and to just be in that space. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. So now you've taken the time to explore your relationship with the outside, to notice what's similar and what's different, there are some questions that you might want to consider. So how do you respond in that different environment? It's less contained than it is inside, more open. So what does that mean for you? And what does that mean for you as you hold that space, both metaphorically and actually, for your coaching clients? How has it affected you today? And how could it affect you if your circumstances are different? And how does all of this play into your coaching relationships? What's the impact likely to be, knowing what your relationship is with the outside, for your clients? Is there anything that you particularly want to pay attention to, or that you want to explore in more detail, to look at a bit more closely? And I'm sure you've got other questions coming up for you as well. So what I'd recommend is that you take some time to reflect, that you make some notes about your responses today, and consider what that means for your next steps with your clients. So thanks for listening and joining me today. I'd love to hear your feedback about this podcast, so you can get in touch via my website. And I look forward to meeting you here again soon. Bye-bye.